Hello.
Hello.
Am I speaking with Michael? Michael
yes.
Blaymeyer. My name is Tony from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything, and we're not asking for a donation. To start off, if you don't mind me asking, Michael, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
How many years altogether, or how many years have I been in the union?
Well, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Probably about four.
About four, okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
I just switched from mason to hod carrier.
Okay, so would that be cement mason? Marble mason?
Brick and stone.
Okay, so that'll be stone mason, okay. And bricklayer,
well,
correct?
Yeah.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journeyman, or journey level mechanic, foreman?
I was journeyman.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
You're not working at the trade. How many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
I've been out for, I'd say, 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months. So that'd be like around 13 to 20 weeks?
Yeah.
Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Now, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction jobs, fewer, or about the same as they were last year?
I don't know.
Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer, or about the same as they were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer? Okay. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Now, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or you do not know?
Oh, I have no idea. No, I don't know.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
About the same. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Better.
Now, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
Fall risk.
You know, like, health or safety hazards.
Yeah, fall.
On the job. Falling objects or fall risk?
Fall risk.
Okay. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, okay? Have you participated in picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Occasionally, regularly, or never?
I don't know. Probably never.
Okay. And could you please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from? Cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, newspapers, internet or social media, or radio?
Internet and social media.
That'll be the first one?
Yeah.
What about the second one?
I'm supposed to read them all?
Well, I just want to know, like, from 1 to 6, the first one that you will get your news from will be the internet or social media. Then we have cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming.
Yeah, that order. That order. That one.
So that'll be cable news, friends and neighbors,
local
TV news programming.
Yeah, pick that one.
Radio. Yeah. And newspapers online or print. That'd be the last one.
That's the one.
Okay. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, the environment, immigration, education, healthcare, or something else?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Which one?
The one you said. Just one of the pick one.
What are you doing?
Jobs in the economy or?
Yep, that one.
Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act?
Nope.
As you may know, the Davis Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have no clue.
Okay. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? the United Auto Workers, or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Yeah, that one.
Who do you support more, the United Auto Workers?
The second one. That's the good one. Yeah, I support that one.
Would you support it somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as president overall?
Oh, I don't do politics.
Okay. So no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. So you have no opinion on what Joe Biden has done to support labor unions?
Nope.
Foreign affairs?
No, definitely not.
The economy, healthcare, immigration?
Nope, don't pay attention to any of that.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is doing its job?
I wouldn't have any idea. I don't pay attention to any of that.
Are you registered to vote?
No.
Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
How could the union best improve its representation and service?
What are you going to be following? I don't know.
We'll be training you.
Oh, okay. So, any ideas on how the union, your local union, could improve its services and representation?
No.
For the members.
I'm with my...